Good morning. Welcome to the Extra KRDO News Radio show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people are here with very big updates from the Colorado Department of Transportation. Dave Watt is here. Woo woo. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Renee.
It's great to see you.
It's good to be back.
And Michelle Pulin is here. Woo woo. Hello, woo-woo. Michelle. We love it.
Good morning, Renee. Boop.
Everybody loves when you guys come in because you give important updates.
We have important information.
Absolutely. Well, everybody wants to know what's happening with their commute, and we got so many projects. Okay, just because we're starting to wind down.
But we're really
not. Still got work to do.
Lots of work to do, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just going to kind of do a quick overview of the projects we are going to be covering this morning. There's warranty work happening, I-25 and Cimarron. We're going to talk about that. The Highway 24 resurfacing project. Woo woo.
Mm-hmm.
You like my enthusiasm?
I do. It makes me really happy.
Hey, woo-wee! Also, cable barrier work is continuing on the interstate south of Colorado Springs. We'll also have a gap update. I mean, Michelle just went, breaking news, bridge coming down. Boop, 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 boop. Right?
Be prepared for a detour. Boop, 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 boop.
But that's not happening this weekend.
Not this weekend, no. But it is happening tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay, so before Labor Day weekend.
Before Labor Day.
So we're going to talk about gappy stuff a little bit later for the Labor Day weekend. So which would you guys like to start with? You want to start with the warranty work?
We can start with the warranty work.
So define warranty work.
Warranty work is post-construction. We had about 2.5 years of construction with the I-25 Cimarron team between CDOT and Kramer North America. Multiple phases, as folks will recall.
Yes.
And we accepted the project that the improvements were complete and according to our contract back in 2018, March. Time frame.
Okay.
And what the contract allows is a one-year warranty period to where at the end of that warranty period, the end of that 1 year, CDOT and our contractor, Kramer North America, do a walkthrough to see how things are holding up and if there's a touch-up work we need to do.
So then if there is work, you go back to the contractor. Is that right? Basically,
we
no.
We do the walkthrough with the contractor.
Okay.
It's anticipated ahead of time that we're going to have this type of work to do. And there's some spalling on some of the bridge decks that we're addressing. There's some concrete panels.
And what is spalling?
Yeah, that's a big word for us non-engineer types, Dave.
It is a new one, isn't it?
I was like, wait, thank you, Michelle.
You're
what
welcome.
What is spalling?
We put a wearing surface on our concrete bridge decks that protects the steel and the concrete and keeps the moisture out of there. It's a thin layer of epoxy coated. Material, and sometimes that peels off.
Okay.
So you'll see little patches here and there that, hey, wait a minute, what is that? There's a little spall there, or paint. It looks like paint is peeled off.
Okay.
It's thicker than paint.
Right.
But that's what I'm referring to as spalling. There's been a thin layer of some material that has peeled off.
Okay.
And we're replacing that.
Now, the inspection, is it just the inspection that's happening this weekend next, or is the inspection and work is happening this weekend next?
The inspection took place spring of 2019.
Okay.
And again, this is planned and scheduled. Anticipate this is not additional cost to the taxpayer.
Right.
This is work after, you know, we had multiple phases. Some of the work that was built was back in 2016, some back in 2017. It wears a little bit differently. So this is kind of a normal wear and tear for a one-year period where the team collectively catches your breath and says, okay, what type of touch-up work we need to do.
Right.
And so there's some concrete panels that we're replacing. There's some cracks we're addressing. There's some bumps over the Colorado Avenue Bridge that we're going to be addressing as well.
Okay.
And that was with expansion devices. Some of the material came out of that. We're going to replace that material and get material put back in there that won't leave again.
And that work is going through this week and next week?
We're going to continue with work this evening.
Okay.
This is Wednesday into Thursday.
I know.
We'll have some work Thursday evening as well. And then we're going to stand down for the Labor Day weekend. And we'll have probably about another week's worth of work following Labor Day.
Okay. So kind of is it on both I-25 and Cimarron? And
The lion's share of the work is up on I-25. There is some work that we're going to be doing down US 24 as well.
Okay.
Kind of within the interchange limits there, particularly the southbound exit ramp. We've got a little bit of work we want to do there.
Okay.
We've also cleaned up the landscaping and have conveyed that to the city of Carl Springs. We're happy with that. The plants are looking green. and we're very happy with the construction of the project.
Yeah.
And looking forward to completing this warranty work and standing down for a bit.
You know what? Driving through there is so smooth now.
It's such an impressive.
Oh my gosh! Since what it, from what it, for those that don't know, I mean that was what the oldest interchange in Colorado that hadn't been touched or updated in a while.
Right.
Right.
It was the oldest one along the I-25 corridor
that had not been touched,
and it desperately needs some help. The community rallied, if you will. There was local funds that were put into there, pedestrian bridges provided by the city of Carl Springs, and a well supported and definitely needed improvement. And we're happy to look back and say we built what we wanted to build, and it was on time and on budget.
And because the amount of traffic that really, I don't expect you guys to have the numbers off the top of your head, or maybe you do, but the amount of traffic that uses that interchange
over 150,000 cars a day.
A day. That's crazy.
And this is where we go into the city of Carl Springs. Mm-hmm. This is where we exit the interstate and head to the mountains. It's our gateway interchange here for the Carl Springs community. And again, we're very excited that we've been able to complete the project with the team, and we appreciate the community's willingness to bear with us as we were doing that construction. And the good news about the warranty work, if you're a night owl, you're seeing some lane restrictions and things like that. But during the day,
most of it's not even happening.
We're not impacting the traffic during the day.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're going to break here. I think it's a great time to break because then we can come back and talk about which do you want to do next, the cable barrier or the 24 resurface? You guys decide.
We'll surprise the audience.
Okay. That sounds good. We got more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio from CDOT. We're talking with Michelle Pulin. Michelle, woot woot. We're doing all the woot woots today.
No problem with that.
Are you ready, Dave? Engineer Dave Watt is here. Woot woot.
Woohoo.
Yay.
We need to work on your woot woot.
I'll hear about this in the office.
I know you will. I can't believe you actually did it, Dave. Okay. I know we're kind of joking right now, but we do need to talk about another very important project that is going on. And I want to emphasize with folks how important this project is. And this is the cable barrier work that is happening I-25 south of the Springs. It's going all the way down to Pueblo. Is that right?
The goal of the department in the region is to provide cable barrier and prevent crossover traffic from northbound to southbound I-25, but all the way between Pueblo and Carl Springs.
And Michelle, we were talking in the break, which is really tragic. The amount of crossover fatality wrecks that we have seen in that stretch of the interstate has been quite a few.
Yeah. One fatality is too many fatalities.
Correct.
And we have seen several in the stretch of near South Academy and Fountain. And so we have a project coming up that will address
specifically that stretch.
Yes.
Okay.
So it won't just be cable barrier. We'll be doing lots of improvement in that area. And funding from that is coming from a partnership with the City of Colorado Springs, El Paso County, as well as a federal build grant that we have applied for.
Okay.
So we don't know if we've received that $25 million yet, but fingers crossed, we will receive that grant.
Now, that section, let's focus on the South Academy to Fountain section. Once we find out approval, when will that kind of stretch begin doing even more than just the cable barrier work? And then we'll talk about the rest of the stretch.
The hope is that stretch will be complete 2021.
Okay. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
And
this stretch will be complete. The stretch that we're working on now will be complete before we start this particular phase.
Yes. Okay.
And that grant would provide cable barrier, concrete resurfacing.
Yes.
Bridge replacements over over Academy Boulevard.
The South Academy. Okay.
Yep. So it's
some improvements along Academy Boulevard.
Significant improvement project. And it will, the purpose of the grant is to help with access to our military installations. Mm-hmm. So it will be lots of work on 94. There will be some city and county roads.
All going under that particular project.
Correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
Okay. Because it's really needed in that stretch. And sadly, the cable barrier, where are we? I mean, we're making progress, Dave, right? Where are we to now, right now, as far as the cable barrier project?
The current project, we completed one project last year.
Wait, ready? Let's hear it. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
That project went from PPIR north about 3 miles.
So okay.
From 122 to 125. and we are working the cable barrier from 125 to 128 currently. And that project has
been
doing...
So that's part of Fountain, isn't it? Like Fountain 125 to 128. Isn't 128 Fountain mile
128
marker?
128 is referred to as the Fountain Interchange.
Okay.
And it goes a little bit south of there. But yes, this is right at the southern end of Fountain.
Now, let's talk cable barrier, because a lot of folks may not understand. They may not, I mean, some folks may think, oh, cable barrier, it's this huge, tall fence that prevents crossover, but that's really not true. It does prevent crossover, but
it's not. It does prevent crossovers. It does prevent cars from bouncing back towards the highway where they may have left. And it's got four strands of cable, and it's tied between 20-foot post spaces, if you will, 20-foot post spaced 20 feet apart. And that cable is to prevent people from crossing through. It somewhat catches the car and slows it down and holds it safely.
That's incredible.
And it's something that is far less expensive than what we refer to as Type 3 barrier. That's standard guardrail, or Type 7 barrier, which is the Jersey barrier, the concrete barrier.
Oh, okay.
So it's less expensive. It's easier to repair if it does get damaged. But it's so we're able to spread that dollar out and protect provide additional protection for a better cost.
Absolutely. And so the mile marker 125 to 128 is going on right now. Then after that project, do you look south of PPIR, or is that project already done south of PPIR down to Pueblo, or is that still
down
to come?
Down to PPIR is complete, and we will leapfrog that previous phase of construction and extend the cable barrier as far as budget allows.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we're going to do that next phase, and there'll probably be one more to get us all the way down to Pueblo.
Down to Pueblo. And how far into Pueblo will you go? Because we know also when you're approaching 50, is it, what is it, Eagle Ridge Boulevard? Sorry, don't call right now.
No.
Yes. Eagle Ridge?
It is Eagle Ridge.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
The exit that we plan to go to is 104, or the mile point.
And there is already some cable barrier south of 104.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yes.
And some guardrail. And so there's different barrier down there, but we just want to make sure that the entire stretch has some sort of coverage where it's needed. Now, there are some very wide open medians that are several feet long. Those may not need guardrail.
Okay.
So we probably won't address that, because someone would be able to stop in those areas before they got all the way across.
Okay.
If you've got far enough width of median, you've got ample width space between the two travel directions, you don't need the cable barrier.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So it takes, obviously, the engineers looking at everything and studies to be done and to figure out which sections really need that kind of...
Correct. But again, that goal is to provide that type of protection between Pueblo and Carl Springs.
That's fantastic.
We've got a couple phases behind us and
a couple more to go. Yeah, that's perfect. And then, of course, you were saying, like, as long as the funding is still there, but that's something grants can help to fund to get that completed?
This is funded out of our Fascia Safety Program and or out of our HSIP, the Highway Safety Improvement Program. Those are federal dollars, but these are recurring funds, if you will. And the current project is about about $2.5 million construction mm-hmm. project. So... Mm-hmm. $3 million, gets you moving down the line.
And most of these happen overnight, don't they? The work on the cable barrier, is that done mostly overnight?
The work, if we need to take a lane, we are doing the work at night.
Okay.
If we're able to work behind barrier and safely work within the median, we can do that during the day. But we're not disrupting traffic on I-25 during the day.
Right. Perfect. Okay. We got to take a news break, you guys. When we come back... Everybody's waiting for the update on the Highway 24. You guys ready for that when we come back?
That's going to get a whoop whoop.
We are.
That's going to be a big whoop whoop. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. CDOT is here today. Michelle Pulin, whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Dave Watt, whoop whoop. You know, when we're talking about road projects, I think we should be absolutely positive about it.
Yes, because there is lots of positive in road construction.
Oh, it is. There absolutely is. And we are going to jump now to the Highway 24 resurfacing project. Now, if you're in town and you use 24 every day, like I do, multiple times a day, you might be going, but wait, where is the resurfacing project? And that's because the contractor, Dave, actually decided to start west of
31st Street.
There you go.
The project goes all the way from 8th Street to a little bit west of Manitou Springs.
Perfect.
This is part of a phased approach to do milling and filling asphalt work all the way up to Woodland Park.
Because they have to rip everything out, right? And then
We mill down about 2 to 2.5 inches of asphalt and put back about 2 to 2.5 inches of asphalt. So this is a $10.5 million project that we're performing. And there's really three parts of the project.
Okay.
And again, we started 8th Street for the eastern project limits and go west to just past Manitou Springs up to about the Waldo Canyon pullout area.
Okay.
And the first part of the project that right now people are seeing to the west of 31st Street is what we call the milling and filling.
Milling and
so
filling.
Mill down that 2+ inches of asphalt and put back the same amount of asphalt with the brand new stuff.
Okay.
That's occurring primarily west of 31st Street. We will be continuing further east after Labor Day when we get that segment complete and wrapped up. A third part of the project is there's several structures along US 24 between 8th Street and Manitou Springs, and we would perform deck rehabilitation and bridge rail replacement. And so we mill off that asphalt waterproofing membrane, if you will, that goes over the bridge deck, and we investigate and check the bridge deck
for
soundness.
Okay.
And where we need to, we repair that bridge deck.
Okay.
And then we go back in and pave over that with a new section of asphalt and what's called a waterproofing membrane as well.
Mm.
And we also replace a bridge rail along those areas. So this is part of the planned improvements. Part of the $10.5 million includes that work. And the third part of the project includes 21st Street intersection
improvements. I was
going
to say, we're going to get to 21st Street here soon.
We've got barriers set up there, and you can see some removals that have been done in the Four Corners area, if you will, that's going to provide for some of the right turn lanes. But this is a phased approach. We'll end up with a brand new traffic signal at 21st Street.
And an extended, especially westbound, that left turn lane is going to be extended, right?
That westbound left turn lane is a problem child.
And
what we're going to do is provide extended capacity with that by lengthening the turn bay and providing a second turn bay for some of this by filling in the bridges, by filling in the bridge between along US 24 and Fountain Creek. There's two structures that go over there, one for eastbound, one for westbound. We're going to fill in that gap with an infill bridge, if you will.
Okay.
And be able to extend that left turn lane and hopefully provide more room for folks to wait for their left turn light to go south on 21st Street and be out of the through lanes that are going west on US 24.
Which then backs up traffic, right?
And one more part of that project is there's some scour work that we're going to be doing along Fountain Creek and to protect the bridge abutments.
Okay.
The creek's lowered there a little bit. We're going to go in there and address that and protect those bridge abutments with some scour protection work. So 21st Street is getting a lot of attention, and it's you see some barrier up there right now that folks are having to work around.
Right.
And that's to help keep the workers safe when they are working behind that barrier. There's a common thread here with the projects we've talked about, Renee, as well. And you'll notice you can see the remnants with the barriers and things like that.
Yes.
But all three of the projects we've talked about, the vast majority of the work is being done at night.
Yeah.
And so we're not taking away those lanes during the day. That makes an extra challenge for the crews to do that work at night. But that's a better opportunity for them to be out of traffic and be able to work in more space, if you will. But it brings some challenges. But it's less inconvenience to the public, and it provides a little bit more elbow room, if you will, for the contractors to do that work.
Now, are they kind of starting to move east then, you think? Is that kind of they're going to start moving east then in their tackling everything on this project?
They will be. You see some setups at 21st Street, and the bridge work is most of the bridges are further to the west, so that work is ongoing as well. But the paving operation, about 38,000 tons of asphalt is going to be put down when we're said and done.
Oh, only 38,000 tons.
Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah. Just a little asphalt.
And after Labor Day, maybe the second week in September, we'll be moving further east.
Okay.
And with the paving operation.
Let's talk, since we're talking about bridges and stuff really quick, it has come up, and you guys know there is some conversation about the bridge at 31st Street. Is that going to be part of this project? Or have you guys added that into this project?
We have not added that into the project, but there was some confusion about whose structure that is.
Yes, there is.
It is CDOT structure.
It is CDOT structure.
It's CDOT structure. We did some repairs and some patching on that when we had some potholes that were over the bridge. We don't like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So those were repaired, and we're developing some of the plans and details to see if we can incorporate it into this project or if we need to do that into a subsequent
phase.
So
you're still trying to figure out if you add that to this project or not.
The bridge is going to get addressed.
Okay. Yeah, and the confusion, bridge, you're right, was like, wait, whose bridge is that? So it is CDOT.
It is a state structure, okay, and it is safe, and it will be addressed either with this project or a subsequent phase of work.
See? You get clarification
here. There's also a lot going on out there right now. Yeah. So we're juggling that as well. The West Side Action Plan is wrapping up along Colorado Avenue.
Yes.
There had been some 2C work that was working on 21st Street.
Right.
With the City of Carl Springs. There had been a bridge replacement project that went on at Golden Lane.
Right, right.
And it's just, there's been a lot of work in the area. So we also want to make sure that we balance that out and not try to, you know, disrupt every bit of traffic on the west
side. On the west side. So the whole west side is like,
it probably
screech.
Feels like we're doing that, but
you're not.
It's not. And all these improvements that I just mentioned, whether they're CDOTs, the West Side Action Plan with PPRTA in El Paso County, or the 2C work, necessary work.
Absolutely.
And
we
communicate with our local partners and our west side community to try to keep them apprised of what's happening and when and why we're doing things. And it's not just because we want to disrupt the traffic.
These improvements
are very much needed.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you, Dave, so much for clarifying the 31st Street Bridge, because again, everybody's getting kind of confused, and now we know. It's good to know.
Yes.
Okay, and one thing I did want to clarify is you mentioned it earlier, Dave and Michelle, you were like, and over the Labor Day weekend, it's all, everybody's stepping down, right?
Yes.
On all the projects.
Yes.
On all the
and
projects.
And that's typical.
Correct.
When we have a holiday weekend.
Okay.
That we will stop work, and it's different for each project, but sometime on Friday, and then we don't pick back up until after the Labor Day holiday.
Okay. And speaking of projects, because we're running out of time, we still have so much
How
more
is that
to talk.
Crazy?
I know. Okay, but we do need to talk about the GAP project really quick. And as we were, do you want me to do the noise? Was that good? Did you guys like that?
That was impressive.
You know, I'm talented sometimes. Actually, there is an important update on the GAP project. Okay, and we've seen, because again, we started north on the north side of it, and then it's come south, and they're kind of working towards the middle, right?
Correct.
And of course, they try to wrap up every morning in a timely fashion, but sometimes stuff happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, just as Dave mentioned on some of the other projects,
yeah,
there will be continued work behind the barrier.
Absolutely.
You know, during the day, but the bulk of the work is done at night.
And this
now, tonight
is a big project.
Tomorrow night.
Big.
Big impact.
Yeah. A bridge is coming down, right?
Yes. We are going to be demolishing a bridge at Upper Lake Gulch Road.
Okay.
So you can expect a detour of northbound I-25 to use the on and off ramps. So
and that's Upper Lake Gulch, northbound only?
Northbound only.
Okay.
So we're going to have tonight and tomorrow night from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. Main line will be closed at Upper Lake Gulch Road, and traffic will use the on and off ramps to continue. At Upper Lake Gulch.
Okay. So did everybody get that?
Yeah.
Let's tell them again, just really quick.
Okay. Tonight.
And tomorrow
August
night.
28th.
Okay.
August 29th.
Okay.
From 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., there will be a full closure of northbound lanes through the gap at Upper Lake Gulch Road. And it's going to be to demolish a bridge, and folks will be detoured up the on-ramp and then down.
And you're not saying, oh my gosh, I cannot get north on the interstate. No.
You absolutely can still get north, but expect delays. If you can, make sure you're through that area before 8 o'clock.
There you go.
And that may solve the problem. Or hold off your travel until after 5 a.m.
But again, it will be step down.
Yes. Labor Day weekend, you won't see that activity. It will be relatively quiet Labor Day weekend as far as construction goes. We're expecting heavy travel weekend for Labor Day.
Yes.
With school back in session, we see lots of day trips for Labor Day.
Yeah.
So expect folks to be traveling during daytime hours. Pack your patient's pants. You're going to need those. You're going to need your patient's pants.
Oh, my gosh. You just made my day. Your patient's pants.
Yes. You're going to need your patient's pants for Labor Day, because lots of your friends are out on the road.
Along with you that are hopefully packed their patient's pants, too.
So please know that wherever you're traveling, it's going to take some additional time.
Absolutely.
US 24, if you're heading up towards the mountains, you know, 285, all of those roadways west, expect it to be crowded. Expect your ride to take a little bit longer. Be prepared. Have that emergency kit in your car.
Yes.
And have some snacks, have some water. If you're transporting your puppies, Yes. Make sure you take care of them too. Have some water in the car for them.
Yes.
Kiddos, have some activities because your travel time may be a little bit extended.
Okay, hold those thoughts.
Okay.
Hold those thoughts. Okay, we've got more getting you ready again for Labor Day weekend. Also, we need to talk about increased enforcement.
Correct.
This weekend. So we've got more with Michelle and Dave next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Talking with Michelle Puhle and Dave Watt. C-Dot is here. And we were talking about this weekend being ready for Labor Day travel, expect delays. We got talking about if you have your four-legged kids with you and your kids have your emergency kits, water, food, and because guess what you're going to be, and your patient's pants, which was the best thing I heard all day. I so needed that. It doesn't matter what direction you're traveling, have your patient's pants with you. And then we got talking about doggies and traveling with your pets. So comparing pet pictures today. Yeah. Also, over Labor Day holiday weekend, increased enforcement. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. For our partners in law enforcement.
That's Amen. Right. So we actually talked with Sheriff Elder this morning, and this is a statewide, it's funded and helped by CDOT, right?
Correct.
But local and state law enforcement agencies come together. I think El Paso County was calling Saturday, their increased saturation Saturday?
Saturation Saturday.
Is that what we're mainly focusing on? So obviously expect state patrol, local law enforcement, sheriff's offices, everybody across the state, right?
Yes.
Increased enforcement this weekend.
So Labor Day concludes what we call our 100 deadliest days, which is from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Right.
And, you know, you never want to celebrate fatalities.
No.
One fatality is too many.
Yeah.
But we have definitely seen a decrease. And, you know, we attribute that to
that's awesome.
You know, folks making good choices behind the wheel. So we definitely want that to continue. So you'll notice our big electronic signs above the highway right now are talking about DUI and reporting aggressive drivers, potential drunk drivers. So we're asking for everybody to keep their eyes out in addition to law enforcement.
Right. So watch for the signs.
Yes.
And you know what? For like state patrol, it's really easy. Star CSP.
Right.
Boom. State Patrol. 911. 911.
Yes.
I think I see a drunk driver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prevent those tragic crashes.
Well, and it's like we were talking with the sheriff this morning. We talk about it all the time. It's so easy to call a cab, a ride share,
a friend. There's so many opportunities right now.
And there's free services too.
Yes.
There are some free services.
Take advantage of it. Do a little planning ahead.
Yeah.
You know, download those rideshare apps, whether it be Uber, Lyft, whatever you prefer. Know the cab rides, you know, and better yet, plan for a designated driver.
Right.
And what I always say, call your mom.
Call your mom.
Doesn't matter how old you are, call your mom. Your mom's going to help you.
Absolutely. And is that enforcement already started? The enforcement period?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And I also wanted, poor Michelle, I didn't prep her for this.
But that's okay.
Here, I'm going to
throw
it's
it at
the
me.
The breathalyzer.
Yeah.
So this is, you guys are extending. Now explain this breathalyzer program.
So it's a breathalyzer program that we've done for a couple of years.
Yes.
And it's just a way that we want folks to know their limit. So it's a breathalyzer that attaches to your smartphone.
Right.
And
again, being responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have that breathalyzer with you. No. If you're able to drive. And I think you would be surprised.
Yeah.
So we're having lots of events. We had a breathalyzer brunch earlier this week up in Denver. Had some folks enjoying some Bloody Marys and mimosas and then testing out the breathalyzer.
Right.
To see what their limit was and if they could drive. And I think a lot of folks are surprised just how little alcohol it takes to get to that level where you should not be driving.
And CDOT is actually offering, breathalyzers. It's like at a discount.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That literally, again, like you're saying, just plugs into your device.
It does.
Okay.
It does. And we've done this a few times. And because of this program, Colorado leads the way in personal breathalyzer devices.
Wow. That's awesome.
Which is a great way for folks to prevent drinking and driving.
Yeah.
So we highly encourage it. So you can go to our website, CODOT.gov to find out more. Click on the yellow safety box.
Right.
And they'll tell you all about how you can get
your own personalized breathalyzer.
Yes. And I believe the discount's 50%.
That's
so it's
incredible.
A significant discount.
Yeah. That's it. Be safe, everybody.
Absolutely.
Be safe.
Absolutely. If the tools are out there, use them.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome. We covered so many updates tonight or today. I kept thinking about tonight on the gap, but be ready.
Yep. There will be construction tonight and tomorrow, but definitely ready to take a break for Labor Day weekend.
Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, everybody have a great Labor Day weekend and be safe. Yes.
Amen. Put your seatbelt on.
Put your seatbelt on.
Do not drive impaired. Do not drive distracted. Make those good choices.
Do not blow through speeding areas at 100 and whatever miles an hour.
Please do not do that.
Yeah, don't do that. We've had that conversation with State Patrol and they're like, no, don't do that. Not good. You guys are awesome. Dave, Michelle, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Woo. Okay, ready, everybody now? Woo-hoo. Thank you, guys. Coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Diana Manns, Megan Clegg, Zach's Place. They will be here. And a lot more. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.